few questions on Tennessee's defense that remains unanswered, or at least not crystal clear. Like in the secondary, it's a young group with limited starting experience. Despite those two things, there's still plenty of depth in that unit and across the board, which will help bolster the downside to maybe not having a clear defined starter in every single position. I'm Paige Dower. This is the Field Pass. You could probably also tell the football season is right around the corner because it is a lot louder at this indoor facility than it has been the last few weeks of preseason fall camp. We have the cheerleaders practicing their routine. So let's maybe enjoy the ambiance if you find it a little overpowering, but we're going to roll with it and hopefully it's not too distracting as everybody gets back on campus. But let's start in the secondary, specifically with star. Bu Carter seems to still be trending in the right direction. Him and Christian Harrison have kind of, again, been leading the charge for that star role. Now, when he came to Tennessee, just like it is for every newcomer or even a transfer coming in that has playing experience already, it's tough to adjust to this system. And that's a learning curve he had to overcome. Defensive coordinator Tim Banks spoke a little bit about that today, that they had to speed up that learning curve process. So far, Bu Carter has responded pretty well and he's trending in the right direction. And Banks says that he has a chance to prove himself this season. Now with the corners, Andre Turntine is one guy who has waited for his moment, maybe not always patiently, but from freshman year on, Tim Banks has highlighted that Andre Turntine has really been the quarterback of the defense, been the ultimate player's coach back there. And again, maybe not always patiently waiting for his turn, but with this progress and dedication he's maintained these last couple of seasons on Rocky Top, he has also positioned himself to showcase his talent this season. And with the growth that they've made and the depth they have, especially in the secondary, Tim Banks believes they could have a really stout pass defense.
Yeah, I think we're really good. I think, as I tell guys all the time, it starts with the front, it starts with the back end. You know, those guys work hand in hand. So I think as long as we're able to do our job on the back end and they're able to do their job on the front, I think we got a chance to be really good back there.
We also heard from a couple of corners, both of which are newcomers to the program, starting with Jalen McMurray, who comes in from Temple after three seasons. And in his redshirt sophomore year, he had 39 tackles, 24 were solo. He had 1.5 for loss and 4 PBUs. Now, he has a lot of talent in that corner position, but coming into Tennessee is a totally different ball game. He says he was really eager to come here to be able to play in the SEC, but a part of that is going up against some really good wide receivers, of which he calls could be the best in the SEC, if not the country. So especially in that position group, one of the best ways for those guys to get better is going up against the wide receivers. And he had to learn quickly to adjust to the speed and talent stacked in that room.
You get pushed, like it's, I don't know how to explain it. Like it's, they force you. You can't take a play off. Like you can't, oh, such and such. And not with us, not with us. I feel like whoever's in, you know, you got to be on your P's and Q's. You really have to lock into your keys. Yeah.
And when talking to Tim Banks and what it's like going up against the offense and how the offense is challenging his defense, he ends up going to Niku Imaliava, who says he sometimes forgets like how tall he is and the command that he has for his offense until they're going up against him or he's there around him and watching. And it just, again, reinforces that Niku doesn't look like a first-year starter.
I think when you start talking about Niku, he just has such a strong command from my perspective of the offense. You know, he can throw it, you know, with the best of them, but if I'm being honest, just his sheer size. Sometimes I forget how big he is till I get up on him. You know, when he tucks that ball and he starts to run, you know, that's a problem for anybody, particularly us in defense, trying to, you know, corral that guy. So, you know, I think our offense will pick up where they left off the last couple years and they'll do exactly what they're
back doing. Back to Jalen McMurray. He just seems so excited and happy and eager to be at Tennessee for the chance to play for the Vols and in the Southeastern Conference. And while the defense is still hammering out roles and responsibilities, he jokingly but also meaningfully said he'll play anywhere.
Obviously, it's a team sport, so I'm willing to do whatever it takes for us to be the best in the nation, you know. And whether that's inside, outside, like, shoot, they tell me to play D-line, I'll try my best to do that. But just being able to step in and really be an asset and help this team be successful.
Jacoby Thomas is another defensive back that transferred into Tennessee after a couple of seasons somewhere else for him. It was Middle Tennessee State University. He also is a Tennessee native, so similar to Jalen McMurray, they're really excited to finally be in the orange and white, and maybe more so for Jacoby Thomas because he says growing up cheering for Tennessee, he's never watched a game inside Neyland Stadium. So his first time watching a game will actually be him playing a game inside Neyland Stadium next Saturday. So quite a moment it'll be for him. But he says coming here to Tennessee, he also had to adjust and learn quickly. But having the winter and spring and now part of fall under his belt, he feels a lot more confident in his knowledge of the game and understanding of what they want to do and accomplish on defense.
Practicing every day against some of the best receivers in this conference is definitely a lot different. Picked up a lot. I mean, it's definitely slowed down now. I'm used to it. But it's definitely a blessing to be able to go against guys that are at the top level day in and day out. So I feel like that's going to help my game a lot more.
Thank you all so much for watching and always liking and subscribing and engaging in the content. I really have appreciated it. And I know we're getting close to that 1,000 mark at this point. And I seriously couldn't be doing any of this without you all. So thank you all so, so much. Please also leave comments if there's other things that you want to hear about or for me to talk about. But it will be off on Saturday and Monday. I'll be back Monday when it's officially a game week for Tennessee. There we'll hear from Coach Josh Heupel, so I'll have another practice report, but now it'll be a game report on Monday. I'll talk to you guys then.